going next to the United States, where protesters in the Minneapolis suburb of Brooklyn Center have defied a curfew and returned to the streets following the fatal shooting of an African-American man by a police officer. Police say that the officer who shot Daunte Wright had intended to use her taser but mistakenly drew her gun. Brooklyn Center is just a short distance north of Minneapolis, where the trial is continuing of the former police officer Derek Chauvin, who's accused of killing George Floyd. Suzanne Lynch, the Irish Times Washington correspondent, is in Minneapolis, and she's been telling me about the shooting of Daunte Wright.
Well, we know that Daunte Wright was shot dead by a police officer on Sunday around 2 p.m. in the suburb where I am now in Minneapolis. And for the last two nights, as a result of that, we have seen protests in the city. He was a 20-year-old man, a father, and the police chief in the area released body camera footage from the incident. He released that on Monday. And this shows three police officers who approached him when they stopped his car for a traffic violation. And then one of those police officers, a female police officer, shouted the word taser repeatedly. She then shot the man, the victim, and then said, "I shot him." And the police chief has said that he believes that she accidentally shot the gun rather than the taser. He then got back into the car after he was shot, drove for a few blocks, hit another car, but then he was found dead. He died at that point. So this is now coming at a moment in this city that's already on edge because of the George Floyd trial. George Floyd was killed about 10 miles or so from where the latest killing by a police officer has happened. So, as I say, very much a city on edge.
As you say, and as the mayor of Brooklyn Center said, this shooting happened as all of America was watching, really.
Yes. The issue in one of the positives in the last few years and decades has been that now a lot of these incidents are captured by body cam footage. That's cameras that police have to wear. So in this case, the incident itself was filmed. It's quite upsetting to watch. It's quite a short video, unlike the George Floyd killing that was filmed by a passerby. This is slightly different, but having that evidence, if you like, there does change the dynamic in these police investigations. In saying that, some activists here have pointed out that over the years with Rodney King and other police shootings, there was CCTV coverage or some kind of camera footage, and yet there was not always a conviction for those police officers. So I think people in this community who I've been speaking to here just feel, they feel anger, but they also feel, I think, a sense of defeatism, in a sense, that even as this very high profile trial into the murder of George Floyd is happening, another young, in this case, young black man has been killed by a police officer. So I think it's just kind of a perfect storm in terms of timing in Minneapolis.
There is a curfew in Brooklyn Center. Have people been taking to the streets anyway?
They have. I arrived here on Monday evening to Minneapolis, and it was very much a city under lockdown. The curfew had begun at 7 p.m. It was a city in darkness, no one on the streets. But then as I made my way up north of Minneapolis, it's just a suburb, Brooklyn Center, about, you know, 10 minutes, 15 minutes drive from the downtown area. And there were hundreds of people who were on the streets. It was a quite a tense atmosphere. You had a lot of protesters clashing with police. They had congregated around the police station in that suburb of Brooklyn Center. And for several hours, really, there was a slow standoff between protesters. Some of them, most of them were peaceful. Some of them were hurling water bottles, perhaps bricks, over the police line. And then the police, the heavily armed police in helmets and full gear, were lined up in a police line. And every so often they would charge forward, trying to move this crowd of protesters further north, away from the police center. There was also some attacks on businesses. I saw a Dollar Tree shop, at least one store was looted, and you could see smoke coming from that store. And a lot of the protesters, you know, were just chanting things like, "Hands up, don't shoot," and "Black Lives Matter." And there was, you know, drum beats and some really kind of passionate statements by a lot of people there about what had happened and what is happening in terms of police violence in the city. But shortly before midnight, there were only a couple of dozen protesters left. Most people had dissipated. It had been a very wet night here. But most people had dissipated. There were arrests. We don't know how many arrests. I saw people being arrested myself. But it did seem to eventually calm down around midnight. And then, of course, the Derek Chauvin trial will again begin on Tuesday. There will be more people probably down at the courthouse. But it remains to be seen if this new wave of violence is just going to continue for the nights ahead or not.
And that was Suzanne Lynch of the Irish Times in Minneapolis.